From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump said he does not think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to deceive anyone by agreeing to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and vowing to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters, saying he will make sure any agreements with the North Koreans works for everyone.
It's certainly something that I hope I can do for the world. This is beyond the United States. This is a world problem, and it's something that I hope I'm able to do for the world.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis also spoke with the media.
This is about international relations. This is about negotiations, and we will build through confidence-building measures a degree of trust if it's to go forward.
Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in held an inter-Korean summit on Friday, the first such meeting in 10 years. The coming weeks, President Trump and Kim Jong-un will meet. After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO foreign ministers meeting, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo beginning a swing through the Middle East Saturday. The three-day trip includes stops in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan, where he is expected to brief U.S. allies on administration policy towards Iran. Pompeo says no decision has been made on whether President Trump will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing. Pompeo said he had discussed the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, with his NATO counterparts. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Prime Minister of Singapore says the Islamic State still poses very real threats to ASEAN region, despite the group's defeat in the Middle East. In an opening address at the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Singapore, the Prime Minister warned the region's embrace of technology also makes it specifically, or especially rather, vulnerable. In another matter, the Prime Minister said the summit agreed to encourage Myanmar and Bangladesh to return refugees to their homes in safe, secure, and dignified ways without undue delay. The Trump administration has abandoned plans to appoint a new ambassador to Australia. Bill Mercer reports many Australians do not trust President Trump and view this as a snub.
The last permanent U.S. ambassador to Canberra was John Berry, who left the post in 2016. The Trump administration had planned to nominate Admiral Harry Harris from the U.S. Pacific Command as the next United States ambassador to Australia. That decision has been reversed, and Admiral Harris, a high-ranking Japanese-American naval officer, will instead become Washington's envoy in South Korea. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says President Trump is in danger of taking Australia, a long-standing ally, for granted.
I think the bottom line is the administration's decided that South Korea demonstrably is strategically more important, given what's happening with the inter-Korean summit. You can understand that reasoning. But for Australia, I think it does indicate, at least from the view of the Trump administration, we are seen as something as a second-rate ally.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Justice Department has announced charges against four Chinese nationals and six co-conspirators for trafficking large quantities of the synthetic opioid fentanyl into the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is the head of the Justice Department.
As a result of the work here, we are announcing what I believe to be a significant enforcement action to stop this flow of fentanyl out of China. This flow is resulting in too many deaths.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports more than 20,000 deaths from fentanyl. Thousands of people in Malawi took part in nationwide protests against corruption and bad governance. The demonstrations came one day before former President Joyce Banda returns home after spending the past 4 years in the U.S. Investigations into corruption during her administration are ongoing. And under a new law, the Syrian government is set to seize the property of millions of Syrians who fled their homes unless they return to claim them by presenting ownership deeds to local authorities. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.